This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about that Kentucky Derby? Goodness gracious. I forget the name of the horse that won. I'm talking about that legitimately won. But, wow, then they disqualify him because there's a little bit of bumping. What do you expect? I mean, look, the horses, they break out of the gates. They swarm towards the, you know, towards the rail is what they call it, right? And then there's a little bit of jostling. These are 1,200-pound animals. Right, but boy, what athletes. What athletes. What a race. What a race. You know what's funny? Even the president tweeted about this. He goes, "That's even though you give the race to the winner, 69-1 long odds, and, you know, blah, 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 but in the history of the Kentucky Derby, that's never happened. This is not your winner." Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. This reminds me of leftists. See, this race has leftism written all over it. The horse that won was the fastest horse by far. It wasn't a little bit of jostling that screwed up the other horse. It was the fact that one horse was just better. And now, there's no intrigue on who's going to win the Preakness or who's going to win the Belmont. Because, let me tell you, you don't have a Kentucky Derby winner. You don't. You have a horse that came in second, got this first place is disqualified. So if that's the way you want to win the run for the roses, then fine. But it's an asterisk. The owner of that horse,
yeah, my horse is a Kentucky Derby winner.
No, it isn't. Anybody that wants to breed that horse is going to know that horse didn't win the Derby. It came in second. Now, second place isn't bad. I mean, if you're into second place, it's not bad. If you don't mind saying, look, ask Hillary Clinton how second place feels. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, second place. Many people seem to enjoy second place. I told you guys my second place story when I was training this kid, Willie, and he would get second, and he would tell me he lost. I'm like, what in the world, man? I'm training you to win. I find out later from his girlfriend he's getting seconds, and I go, dude, you are winning. He goes, winning is not getting second place, Mr. Jackson. Winning is first place, last time I checked. And if you ask me, did I win, the answer is no. If you ask me how I did, I tell you I got second place. I would tell you I lost. And that's what he said to me every time I ask him, how'd you do? I lost. Because he didn't get first place. Look, think what you want. The best athlete got disqualified. Period. I'm talking about that horse. Aren't they fun to watch run? Is it just me? Man, I love watching those horses. Anyway, enough about the Kentucky Derby. Here was a story that broke. And we got a lot to talk about. The FBI spying on Trump. And I want to recap some stuff from last week. I got a poll. Yeah, it's an interesting poll. You'll enjoy seeing it. I don't believe it, but hey, it's an interesting poll. We'll get to it. But right now I want to talk about these Muslim kids that say they would sacrifice themselves and kill for the army of Allah. No, this wasn't in the Middle East, folks. This was in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, an Islamic center in Philadelphia. The Muslim American Society Islamic Center. In Philadelphia, they posted that video to their Facebook page celebrating Ummah Day, in which children were wearing Palestinian scarves, sang and read poetry about killing for Allah in the mosque in Jerusalem. And thankfully, there's a group called Memory, which is the Middle East Media Research Institute, that follows these terrorists that are in our midst. These are not isolated incidents. They are happening in major cities of the country, including Pennsylvania. Memory is what they call themselves, this Muslim watchdog group. They said this is all over the country. We have allowed leftists to radicalize this country. You know what we do? We go, well, you know what I mean? I don't want to seem like I'm Islamophobic or anything. The kids are singing this. The land of the Prophet Muhammad's night journey is calling us. Our Palestine must return to us. And it goes on. There's no question in anybody's mind that these kids are absolutely positively ready to be martyrs for the cause. And while your kids are getting cry closets and getting safe spaces, these little radical jihadists are being trained on how to kill without any remorse, with no sense of any of it. They don't have a feeling about it whatsoever. One girl talks about martyrs sacrificing their lives without hesitation to conquer Jerusalem. Oh, yeah. Kevin, it's Jerusalem. They're not talking about America. Who does America stand up for? Israel. They have 42 chapters in the United States and one in the United Kingdom. And I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that President Obama, President Trump has said he's going to classify the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization that will send ripples throughout the Islamic community and in the United States, and it will do much to start eradicating this absolute cancer that exists with us at this very moment. Even feckless Comey, disgraced former FBI director, said there is a Muslim terror operation in all 50 states in America. In all of them. They know this. The FBI, you know, for whatever reason, is at least watching that. The Muslim American Society, 42 chapters. They are 42 cancerous growths that are in this country. Here's what their website says. Its mission is to, quote, move people to strive for God consciousness, liberty, and justice, and to convey Islam with utmost clarity. And that its vision is a, quote, virtuous and just American society. Because all churches talk about martyrs and killing Jews, right? That's the American way. I know that's what I was taught in school. Hey, is that a little Jewish kid? Let's just go kill him. Let's just go shoot up a mosque. Hate has no place in our society in an era where we've seen an increase in hate crimes, including rising Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. We must stand together in solidarity, says the executive director of MAS. These acts of terror in places of worship and humanity cannot become the norm. Meanwhile, the children, that's what he says publicly, but the children that he's teaching are talking about killing Jews. See, that's how they roll. That's how they work. They give you one face publicly, but you'll find out who they really are privately. And that's why, conservatives, be proud of yourselves. You wear the same face, for the most part, publicly and privately.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, new stuff going on. It's got the Democrats upset. But then again, everything upsets the Democrats. We're shooting a segment for a show that we're producing and ask a simple question of feminists. I go, feminists hate men. I'm talking about the toxic feminists. They hate men. Believe it or not, they hate women, a particular type of woman. And finally, they hate everything. There's nothing they like. I mean, just look at life in general and go to one of these toxic feminists and see what they like. They don't like babies. They don't like pets. They kill their own kids. They kill other people's kids. They will kill your animal. They will try to ruin your job. One lady said she wants to cut off men's penises. She wants to castrate us, cut off whatever other parts of our anatomy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to What a Welcome. Hey, fellas. There are people out there that want to cut off your naughty bits. Oh, my gosh. But luckily, we're able to fight back, and we've been doing a pretty good job of it. We elected a president that cares. We now have people actually fighting back. I'm talking about pushing back on the craziness. And it happened recently in Florida. And on the heels of all these different shootings,
the gun control nuts come out, the AOCs of the world, we need to take away the guns, man. And in New Zealand, after the shooting of a church, they did that. The shooting of a synagogue, and you know what saved many people's lives? The fact that there was an armed person there. I think he was a Border Patrol agent. Then we get the shooting at the University of North Carolina where a crazy leftist kid, and I did a story about it, he's a leftist. That's the only way to describe him. Conservative kids raised properly. I'm not telling you that we have a monopoly on how great kids can come out. That's not the case. I'm not telling you that your kids always love you, that they always follow you. That's not God's mandate for you with your children. His mandate is that you teach them the ways of God and you give them all the things that you should give them as a parent and let them go do what they're going to do. If you give them a foundation, especially a biblical one, a spiritual one, they will probably go out and do well. Probably. No guarantee. But anyway, you have the best chance of raising children the right way and having them do the right thing. And a child of yours is not likely to go shoot up a school, shoot up a synagogue, shoot up a mosque, shoot up a theater, or shoot up anything else. It is leftist kids who do that stuff. When you see crime like this, when you see the most violent types of activities that happen in this country, it is almost exclusively done by leftists, people who have no moral core. They can't connect. You hear people talk about, he was so disconnected from people. You know, I looked in his eyes and they were blank. There was nothing there. They did not see humanity. In almost all instances, those are people who have been impacted by a policy of the left. They've either been abused in childhood by a custodial somebody, a parent, an older brother, an older sister, or whatever. They've been bullied and brutalized. These are not things that we teach as conservatives. And as much as the leftists, these brain dead morons that listen to my show, want to contend, they are not the party or the people of tolerance. They are the bullies of the world. Period. They are the reason that these people exist. That they go out and kill. And you know, we're never going to have a study about it, but it's their rhetoric. It's all the things that they charge against Donald Trump that incites their own people to violence. And they know this. They know this. Has nothing to do with guns. You teach your children. Let me tell you, when I got my gun as a kid, my grandfather said, you got to do this, you don't do that. He gave me a set of rules, etc. And I never had a gun incident. Neither I nor my brother ever. We didn't shoot anybody. We didn't hunt unless it was for something we needed for. I mean, we knew exactly what the power behind the bullet, etc. And being a person who owns a firearm, I mean, as an adult, I understand what comes out of the end of that thing and the power that exists and that it is only to be pulled in the event of life or death situation. Not to brandish, not to be all braggadocio, hey, look what I got. The things that these kids do. You know who does that stuff? The kids that have no supervision, that don't understand the power of life and death that firearm creates because they don't see life and death the way we see it. And I could go on. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, we finally got some common sense gun control. It was done in Florida where a bill was approved that allowed teachers to be armed. Florida's House of Representatives passed a bill last week that will permit classroom teachers to carry guns in school. It was approved by the Senate. Now it goes to Governor Ron DeSantis, who will sign it. Last year, the legislature created a guardian program that allows districts to arm school staff with the exception of teachers who exclusively perform classroom duties, according to the Miami Herald. The new bill will remove that exception. Once the bill is enacted, it will be up to the districts to whether they want to allow teachers to be armed. Many do not. But I'll tell you this, if I were a teacher, I'd say, I'd love to accept that job, but I'm going to go where I can carry my firearm. But you know what the sad part of it is? When I was in school, probably when many of you were in school, you didn't need teachers with guns. You had students with guns. We had them. When I was in high school, I had my rifle in the car. Many kids carried pistols. I'm thinking about it. I don't even know you could legally carry a pistol under 18 years of age, but I know many of my friends had them. We use them because we would go out and it might be a rattlesnake or something. You never knew what was going to, you know, get you in the country. We all grew up in the country. So it was a, you know, not just a rite of passage. It wasn't even like it was a big deal. It was like, the way kids in the street, I'm talking about in the hood, in the inner cities, when they get a gun, they're like, hey, man, I got my gun. When you got a new gun, it was the only way it was a big deal is if you got a new deer rifle and you wanted to show your buddies or you were going to sight it in. Nobody cared. It was just no big deal. It was gun culture. But I'm glad Florida did this. They said only 25 of Florida's 67 school districts have approved the Guardian programs, and most of them are in, guess what? Rural areas. No surprise there, right? Well, I don't care how it happened. It is a win for gun control when somebody, a state the size of Florida, a battleground state, says, you know what? We're going to protect our teachers. We're going to do something. So I'm glad, you know, kudos to us. That's a big win. Because let me tell you, these folks want your guns. And I was talking to my sister. She's a reloader, certified reloader. She's starting to work for these companies because people are going to start making their own bullets because they're afraid of what's about to happen with legislation in that arena. And we were talking about it. And she goes, it's amazing the amount of ignorance that people have about firearms, the firearm industry. She's so knee-deep in guns, it's crazy. She's become an expert. That's just her nature. She's ghetto, but she knows, but she's very smart. Anyway, just wanted to give you that information on Florida. Congrats, Floridians.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Michael Cohen, the president's former lawyer who publicly turned on his ex-boss while under investigation, reported to federal prison on Monday for his 3-year sentence. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Michael Cohen saying as he entered that he hopes injustice and lies at the helm of our country will be a thing of the past by the time he gets out.
There still remains much to be told, and I look forward to the day that I can share the truth.
The
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning Russia against militarizing the Arctic region.
13,000 people have been killed due to Russia's ongoing aggressive action in Ukraine. And just because the Arctic is a place of wilderness does not mean it should become a place of lawlessness. It need not be the case.
The secretary is speaking from Finland, where he's attending an Arctic Council conference, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have lost their minds, but you don't need to worry about it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. A friend of mine, Andrew Wilkow, said Obama weaponized the IRS against conservatives, and then he weaponized the FBI against Trump. He weaponized this government against its own people. That's what the Democrats, that's the legacy of Barack Obama. 844-551-8255, kjradio.com if you do want to get a hold of us. And I hope you will. Representative Nunez has requested information from the State Department, the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA on an operative called Joseph Mifsud. And the Democrats are scrambling. Everything you're seeing is part of the cover-up. And I don't know if you're following this as closely as we are, probably not, but there's a lot of things that show you that the Republicans are getting a backbone in all of this. Let me let you hear this question that was asked of Senator Grassley while in Congress, walking the hall. Some reporter comes up and says, you know, what about the Mueller report and the fact that Barr's four-page summary doesn't jive with what Mueller said and all this? And here's what Grassley had to say.
The last time he was here, and they said, has Bob Mueller expressed any concerns to you? And he said, no, I don't know if there are any concerns. He had had a letter. He had had a phone call. The letter clearly says there are concerns. So
He had that conversation, and you heard him say, and I have to assume that Mueller said it to him, that he was concerned about how the media played it. So I think here's where we are. The Democrats and you folks in the media are not concerned about the report. I think you're concerned about the results weren't what you expected. And I think you were finding out that everybody was sold a bunch of snake oil, and now the jig's up.
The jig's up. The jig is up. The jig is up. Do, 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 do. The jig done gone away. It reminds me of that B.B. King song, The Thrill Is Gone. Democrats, the thrill is gone. The Mueller and the Democrats, the special counsel, who lied in their report on the operative Joseph Mifsud, who was not a Russian operative, as the Mueller report claimed he was. Who told that lie? They're going to get to the bottom of it. All you got to do is wait, conservatives. I know you want it now. You're like little kids. I want it now. You're not going to get it immediately. What you're going to get is a slow boil. But when it's all said and done, you're going to feast on the lobster of Democrats. It's going to be a lobster feast. And you know what they're going to be eating? crow. Every one of them is going to eat crow. And here's, we've already talked about the psychology of this. You know what the Democrats hate about this, don't you? You know what they hate? They hate that you were right. That's it. It has nothing to do with ideology. I mean, it does in a way, but I'm saying they're wrong, you're right, they hate it. And it's worse for them because it isn't like they're wrong on one little thing. Oh, we were wrong on global warming. We were wrong on taxes. We were wrong on border. We were wrong on, you know, how business runs, capitalism versus socialism. They are wrong on everything. Everything that they represent that was caught up in Barack Obama, who was a fraud. And now that they found out, oh crap, we are completely wrong. It's devastating to be so wrong. Now they fight for their lives. You know what you do when you find out you're wrong? It's not a secret. It's a pop quiz of sorts, but it isn't that big of a deal. You face it. You go, wow, I was wrong. Sorry. You apologize, you change course, you do what you need to do. They don't do that. Oh, no. Their foundation is based on everything that they are. Everything that they perceive themselves to be is built on a lie. It is built on the idea that they are the most tolerant humanitarian people and they only want what's fair. And you know what they're watching unravel right before their eyes? The most unfair system ever known to man. And you know who owns it? At every institutional level, whether you're talking about unions, you're talking about big government, you're talking about education, you name it, they own it. And if they get the military and they get capitalism, which to some degree they have it, because look at what Zuckerberg is doing to conservatives. You want to talk about weaponizing the government against conservatives. Zuckerberg and the media industrial complex is weaponized against you, right? Facebook banned lots of conservatives, and they did it under the guise of, well, you know, these people are haters. They're inspiring violence and stuff like that. Let me tell you, Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson, all these people do is they give their opinions about things that where they disagree with Zuckerberg. That's it. They don't do this. Laura Loomer has never said go hurt somebody. Paul Joseph Watson has never said go hurt somebody. Alex Jones has never said it. All they do is give you the other side of an argument, and it turns out that other side of the argument is something that Zuckerberg disagrees with. But let me play a clip that Tucker Carlson had, because I disagree with Tucker on this.
Keep in mind that nobody voted for Mark Zuckerberg. He's 34 years old. He's completely cut off from reality. He's worth $72 billion. And yet he can single-handedly make our First Amendment irrelevant after 250 years.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What Tucker Carlson said there isn't true. It isn't true. I completely disagree with Zuckerberg and everything that he stands for. Many of you do. But you know what you won't do? You won't get off. You here's a guy you know is your mortal enemy from an ideological standpoint. Now, here's what I'll say about Facebook. Facebook was started to connect friends, and it became a nuclear football. You know, connect friends, family, etc. I've used it for that. I love it for that. It's connected so many people that, and you can instantly go, hey, Mark, what's going on? Whatever, you know, I mean, people that I hadn't seen in years, we now keep in routine touch. That's what it was meant for. But what Zuckerberg didn't know is he had a nuclear football. And when he found it out, he started pushing buttons because then he knew he could learn all about you. And he said it. These people give me their effing data. They have no idea what I'm going to do with it. And we do. And we continue to do it. And even though he goes, we're going to change the way our culture works and blah, blah, blah. He makes it sound very, you know, oh, it's no big deal. It's Big Brother on steroids because he's got as much information on you as the government. In fact, he's got better information on you than the government. But we don't see him that way. Now, let me go. So Tucker says Zuckerberg is ruining the First Amendment or rendering it useless after 250 years. Zuckerberg is doing nothing of the sort. Zuckerberg built a platform. You got on it. You found an old girlfriend, an old boyfriend, an old war buddy, an old whatever, and somebody you grew up with in the hood, and you connected, and it was, everybody loves Facebook. And if you use it for that, you're wonderful. It's a great tool for that. But as soon as you make a political statement and he disagrees with you, now he's drawing the line. Because he's got a political football. And he's got your dirt. He knows every text, message, tweet, whatever you want to call it. He's got it all in a big, fat, government-like database. And you give it to him. He knows your habits. He's got more information on you than your mate. All right? And you know this. So we give you an alternative. I predict this. I say, guys, if you're running a business on Facebook that has anything that he, as a 30-something-year-old millennial, disagrees with, he's going to cut you off at the knees. Do you think any of the people I went to took it seriously? Well, they didn't. I said, don't build your business model on Zuckerberg because you're gonna die on the vine, and that's what's happening. But I disagree with Tucker Carlson because he's not ruining the First Amendment. Zuckerberg is laying down the law for his business. I will not accept the business of conservatives. And you know what we do? We still want in. Yeah, we still want in. We're the dude that's trying to sue Victoria's Secret for not selling men's lingerie. You know, we still want in. I don't blame Zuckerberg for that. It's his business. He can make whatever rules he wants. If we were smart, and some of us are, by the way, because I did, I started TeaPartyCommunity.org and said, hey, conservatives, here's a home over here. How about we show Zuckerberg that we don't need him? And let's start doing this. Do you think we got together and said, that makes a lot of sense, Kevin Jackson. You understand risk. You called it years ago. Let's all go over there. No. Do you think people are saying, hey, Kevin's been talking about this, come over, and you're getting people to come? No, you do the same thing. And you think liberals are stupid. You're doing the same thing over and over and over, and you think it's Zuckerberg's problem. Zuckerberg's going to run his business the way he chooses to run his business, and it's none of our business.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned Zuckerberg's banning of conservatives, and I'm not standing up for him, but I'll tell you this, it's his business. He can run any way he wants. And you can say, well, there's federal regulations because he's amassed so many people and we put our data on there and all that. Let me tell you something. You don't have to put your data on Facebook. You can go anywhere you want. There's other social media footprints. You can do, you know, we complain as conservatives. Oh, there's not any conservative social media. Yeah, there is. TeaPartyCommunity.org. And if I sound like I'm lecturing, it's because I am. For the better part of 6-7 years now, we've been trying to get people to come over. Don't misunderstand me. We've had our fits and starts. But can you imagine a company like us having even $5 billion of revenue? This guy's worth $72 billion, Zuckerberg. But let's say we had $5 billion of revenue. What we could do as an organization to stem the tide against this sort of thing? But you know why conservatives don't do it? Well, it's not benefiting me. Well, great. Keep benefiting Zuckerberg because he's in your corner. He loves what you're doing. Or you can say, you know what? There's this black dude named Kevin Jackson who has the Kevin Jackson radio show, who has a site called TeaPartyCommunity.org.
Oh, it's got Tea Party in it.
Shut up. Anyway, guys, TeaPartyCommunity.org, it's a social media site just like Facebook, and if we invest in that, he's going to, our voices will be heard. Maybe we bring them over, and people start going, well, what's that other thing over there? Let me tell you something. I don't care how big Facebook is. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, and I took that first step years ago, put hundreds of thousands of dollars in this thing, haven't gotten anything out of it, and I'm not lamenting that. I'm just telling you, I did it for the right reasons. I'm not, if it failed at this point, so be it. But you know what? Shame on us if it does. That's my speech. Anyway, and then there were 21. Michael Bennett, senator from Colorado, announced he's going to run in the Democratic primary. And he's got a great reason. Here's what he says. I think this country faces two enormous challenges, among others. One is the lack of economic mobility and opportunity for most Americans. And the other is we need to restore integrity to our government. This is your platform. I mean, look, first of all, it's three things. Lack of economic mobility, and then he says, and opportunities for Americans. So don't misunderstand me. I know that's 1A and 1B right there, because I went to schooling and everything. And then the other is, restore integrity. Good luck with that platform. By the way, that's the platform of many other Democrats, who, by the way, Joe Biden says, they're all united. But I'm going to come back to this, but I want to play this Joe Biden clip.
And folks, beyond Democrat or Republican, and by the way, this is not your father's Republican Party, as the old saying goes. This is a different breed of cat now. They talk about there's a division in the Democratic Party. We agree on basically everything, all of us running, all 400 of us.
Oh, it's great for a lab, Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Great for a little sound bite. But let me tell you, when you have as many people, now the number's 21, running, it doesn't show agreement. If you all agree, why are you running?
Oh, well, we're trying to figure out who would be the best person to beat him and all that.
Okay, then why are there so many people nobody's ever heard of?
Well, Kevin, they're just going to fight their way up to the top.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go back to what they all agree on. So they all agree on that, according to Michael Bennett, the latest entry into the race for the Democratic nomination. And he says that the country faces these two enormous challenges, the lack of mobility and opportunity for most Americans. I don't know who's keeping score over there, but Barack Obama pretty much took away your lack of mobility and economic opportunity, which is why so many people were on welfare, which is why so many people quit looking for jobs in order to give him a fake jobs report, which is why we suffer in almost every economic point indicator. And if it hadn't been for him pumping $9 trillion of your dollars into the economy, who knows where it would have been? Donald Trump isn't pumping any economic, quantitative easing into the economy, printing fake money. He's actually going out and creating jobs. He's created 400,000, it's more than that now. It was 400,000 manufacturing jobs. Unemployment is legitimately the lowest it's ever been in history. More Latinos, more women, more blacks employed than ever. Job mobility at its highest. Wage increases is as high as decades high. And I could go on. What's this guy talking about, a lack of economic mobility? Did he even look at the 8 years under Obama? These people are crazy. But what's his next point? His next point was, and of course, Joe Biden says all the Democrats agree, we need to restore integrity to government. Well, isn't that what we're doing? We're getting rid of the most crooked administration in the history, certainly in modern history. I'm not going to go back all the way. I don't know what the old white men were doing back before my day, but I'll tell you this. This is the most crooked administration, bar none, in modern history. Richard Nixon looks like a Boy Scout compared to this crazy Obama. That then, and I don't think, look, leftists don't even argue this. They can pretend, but they know what I'm saying is true. Come on, bonehead leftists, you can call the show, 844-551-8255. Every now and then, one of them gets the guts to confront me and get their butt kicked. So call or contact me, kjradio.com. I will read your message, play your message, whatever you want, or we'll get you on and we can discuss it live. I promise you, if you want to do that, send me a note, tell me what time zone you're in. I will arrange for us to get you on the program. So, anyway, Michael Bennett enters the race from Colorado. He's a senator from Colorado. And his brother, James Bennett, is the editorial page editor for the New York Times. So he's going to recuse himself from any work generated by the opinion desk related to the election because his brother has joined it. Hey, you don't have to recuse yourself very long. It ain't going to work. So, you know, this is where we are right now with 21 people. And here's the thing. They believe they can all beat Donald Trump. Yep. And I told you guys, O'Rourke, I think we talked about this. He said that supposedly O'Rourke, 52% of registered voters say they would vote for him if he were running against Trump in the general elections. Joe Biden came in second and Bernie Clint came in third. It was 51% and 50%. So O'Rourke was 52%, Joe Biden 51%, and Bernie Sanders 50%. Which, by the way, if Bernie Sanders is 50%, then he can't beat him. It would be a tie. Of the six Democratic candidates that they surveyed this poll, five earned more percent of respondents' votes than Trump did. Yeah. Anyway, he beat Elizabeth Warren, for those of you who are interested in certain people. I don't know. Now, I talked about this poll and said it was a prop poll for O'Rourke. You know, it was a puff piece. O'Rourke, even though he's down in the polls way below here, when really and truly O'Rourke is up here when people say he could run directly against Donald Trump. That's his lifeline. He's looking for anything to rationalize him staying in there and continuing to soak money from other Democrats. And the Democrats are trying to consolidate the base. So good luck with them. Good luck for him. Yeah, I mean it. Good luck, Democrats. You know, you self-defeating people. Now, here's the other thing. Let's talk about the Senate, because there was an article that said the Republicans took control of the Senate in 2014, haven't given it up, even when the Democrats won the House in 2018. And they said this hasn't stopped the party from setting their sights on regaining control of the Senate in 2020. But CNN, somebody wrote this at CNN, Chris Saliza, said that 2020 doesn't look too good for him. He says, failed gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams said she would not seek the U.S. Senate next year. As Saliza notes, Abrams was the Democrats' clear first choice to take on Republican Senator Perdue, a freshman senator sitting in an increasingly competitive state. The other potential Democrats who would step up and challenge would not bring her name, ID, funding capability, and star power. So in other words, the top candidate who barely lost, remember, she wouldn't give up. She said, I'm not doing it. They said Georgia until the early 2000s had been mostly Democratic senators. On presidential years, however, the state is more reliably red. Georgia has not voted for a Democrat for president since Bill Clinton in 1992. Democrats already were at a disadvantage with a Senate vote during the presidential year, but without somebody on the ticket with name recognition, they got bad news. Then he goes on to tell you other places where they've got a problem. He mentioned Alabama, Arizona, Colorado is battleground states. Roy Moore, the Republican, he says, as long as he doesn't get the nomination in Alabama, Doug Jones, the Democrat who won, he's got difficulty hanging on to his seat. Cory Gardner in Colorado was able to win in 2014 despite a Democrat incumbent and constant claims of sexism. Still, that wasn't a presidential election year, and the Centennial State hasn't voted for a Republican for president since George W. Bush in 2004. In other words, they think Colorado may go for the Republican this time. Democrats, you got lots of problems.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.